Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 32 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim over here is discussing the concept of Apei Telosa, the topic that if information could cause harm, even though it's true, and even though the information has nothing wrong about it, but it could cause harm because it would hurt somebody to know that you're on that side of the fence on a certain topic, or information that could be damaging to somebody because not everybody knows it. So we had a concept of apei telosa, that if it was public information, perhaps you'd be allowed to say it, because it's public already, even though it would cause harm. The Chafetz Chaim was very reluctant to discuss it, but certainly if information is not public, it would be forbidden to repeat it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Tzorech lizayir, you have to be very careful, kishayoshim shiva tuvei ha'ir, if you have a situation of a committee that are assessing or making decisions, b'davar shu chov lozeh uzuchus lozeh, decisions that will impact people beneficially or negative, depending on who they rule in favor of, perhaps a tax, perhaps some sort of ruling, an assignment, nechleku b'deyos, and the committee has a difference of opinion, v'amdu l'minyan, and then they vote, v'halchu basaruba, and they issue the ruling based on majority. Kishayetsu, when they go out and they interact with people, lo lisaper achakach daito, you're not allowed to say your opinion, achaverav rabu alav, and then say, but what could I do? My friends voted against me, and therefore we ruled the way we did, because that causes damage and pain regarding something that was supposed to remain confidential. It's important to note that there's a difference between the committee that the Chafetz Chaim is describing and our concept of democracy and politics in that politics and democracy, as much as we've been raised to feel that this is the best system around, but it really works by the people. It's government by the people. And that person is representing me, and therefore I have every right to know how he voted. In the case the Chafetz Chaim's describing, it's a very different dynamic. We would need to know which one works better in which time. But the Chafetz Chaim is describing where people were appointed as a matter of trust to take care of these matters, and it is assumed that they're voting with moral understanding and voting the correct way, the way they understand it, according to Das Torah, according to the ways of the community, and it's not something that is supposed to engender pain, which is what would happen if it was released as to who voted in which way, and therefore you're obligated to maintain the confidentiality. And the basis of this system really is true and absolute trust in these appointees, that they have their own system of checks and balances within the committee, and basically they are trusted people. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim points out that you're also engendering much greater pain in the community by saying that even at the conclusion, I still disagree with them. Because the normal understanding of a ruling is that certainly there were those in favor, those against, and they worked it out and they came to a conclusion, which a person can accept on some level. But if he hears that there's still arguments, and maybe the other people are still wrong, even though they were in the majority, it creates a ruckus, it creates a lot of pain, and the ruling is there either way. but it falls into this general category, which we call Lashon Hara, which is rechilus, it's tale-bearing. It's bringing information from one person to the next in a way that's going to cause pain. So in our case, it's forbidden for a person to say, I wasn't the one who voted against you, therefore causing pain, incrimination, so to speak, regarding the other people, even though, again, they didn't do anything wrong, but finding out what they did do would cause pain. It would be curious to find out if this concept of incriminating somebody else through a denial applies in other areas of life. If a boss comes over and asks, who left the coffee station a mess? Who took coffee and didn't clean up after themselves? And you would say, not me. And as a result, they would figure out who it is that did that. Would that be wrong? Are you obligated to accept blame when you didn't have it coming to you? You didn't do anything wrong. And I don't believe that you could prove such an obligation from our topic, because our topic over here is that there was a committee that was designed for confidentiality. It was formed in that way. Its understanding when someone serves on that committee is confidentiality, and I don't think that proves anything to other cases. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.